Saturday the Turaway, Northwest London. Friday, second day Chol HaMoed, third day the Yomer. Yud Ches Nissen, 26th of April. Rabbi Yehuda Baruch Liebman, Shlita.
Shvi
Yishal Pesach. This week's Torah is sponsored by the Ir Nishmas. Reb Shimon Michal Tzvi, Ben Rav Avraham Itzkovitz, a friend of Rocha. 10th Yahrzeit of Reb Shimon Itzkovitz. The Yahrzeit is on Kaf Hei Nissen. V'schutz ha-shvoim v'ha-chayolim v'ha-melchumash shachsu l'vot-hayim l'sholom v'meiro.
Good morning. We find ourselves between two kedushas, between the first days of Pesach and Shvi'ish of Pesach. The first days of Pesach we have the Seder, and they maftirin achar Pesach afikoyim, and the tam matzah should still remain with us. We have to take those messages of Emunah with us, and at the same time we're moving towards Shvi'ish of Pesach, towards the Kriyas Yamsuf, Shiras Hayam. And when we understand that, when we appreciate Shiras Hayam, I think it'll help us go back and get an extra tam in the afikomen and the matzah of the Etzem Yetzias Mitzrayim. What is the chiddush of Kriyas Yamsuf? What does it really add? How do you Yetzias Mitzrayim? What exactly is the Yisoirus that we get from Shiras Hayam? Mishabrua brings in Hilchus Pesuk Zimra that a person who says Shiras Hayam every day b'simcha is zoicha that meichlin leikal avein oisof. It's mechila on all his chatoim. That's quite something. It's called mechilas chatoim. Here in Yiddishkeit, there's no shortcut. So if it tells us that it's mechilas avinus for saying Oz Yoshe, zetzach is something must happen to a person when he says Oz Yoshe b'simcha. If a person really re-experiences Shiras and Kriyas Yamsuf, lebsa Hasoga, something special will happen. What is it? You notice also there's a din of smichas geula l'tfila. We're told that Shemoneh Esrei should come right after being involved in discussing the Yetzias Mitzrayim, Geulas Mitzrayim, God Yisrael, and immediately Shemoneh Esrei. The focus in Birchas Krishma, whether it's Emes Sviatav in the morning, Emes Vemunah at night, in both of them the focus is Kriyas Yamsuf. Somehow Kriyas Yamsuf has something in it that helps us get to davening properly. What is it that we have, what's so special about Kriyas Yamsuf? So the Yesod of the Beis HaLevi, which answers a lot of kashas and oros on Kriyas Yamsuf, where no Rashi brings, Ma'am Lehem Chaymo is written without a Vav, and can be read, Ma'am Lehem Chaymo. There was an angry kivyochel. In Shemaim, it wasn't poshut, Kriyas Yamsuf. Why? That the Tsar of Mitzrayim came to Ribbono Shel Olam and said, "What do you mean? What are you doing? Why are you saving Klal Yisrael and the Mitzrayim get destroyed?" Where was he till now? Where was the Malach of Mitzrayim during Dam, Tzvadeh, Kinim, Borod, Arba, Max, Bechirus? Didn't have tainus then. All of a sudden comes Kriyas Yamsuf. What was the difference between Kriyas Yamsuf and the other Makkas? Say, or Zot the Beis HaLevi, Anifrid Yizach. He says there was a fundamental difference between the Makkas and Kriyas Yamsuf. B'shas the Makkas, says the Beis HaLevi, Emes, although the Rebbein Shem was saving Klal Yisrael, but Klal Yisrael didn't have a schus to have a direct Hatzolah. What powered the Makkas was Be'emes Midas Hadin. And if you look at them, what were the Makkas? They were exactly that, Makkas. They were Esther Makkas. So when we hear about the Rebbein Shem telling us to put Dam on the Mashkoif, what was that necessary for? Why were the Mitzrim punished? For persecuting Klal Yisrael. Did Klal Yisrael persecute Klal Yisrael? Did they enslave the Rebbein Shem's nation? No. So Mechates, we should be included in the Makkas. To save Klal Yisrael from the Makkas, Pashtus didn't even need a schus. It's a chiddush b'chlal that by Makkas b'chayrus it was necessary to put the dam on the Mashkev. Because we're talking about Eser Makkas. It's true there was in the Gofle Mitzrayim and Rafaeli Yisrael. It's true that every time there was a Makkah, as much as it destroyed Mitzrayim, it also showed the unique koiches of Klal Yisrael and the av of the Rebbein Shem to Klal Yisrael. Rebbein Shem says, I'll show the distinction between Mitzrayim and Klal Yisrael. It must be incredible to watch. Think about it, to watch the Makkah, to watch the Orov spreading over the country, wild animals attacking the Mitzrayim, but comes to Goshen and they stop to see the Choshech, that the Mitzrayim of a Choshech in Klal Yisrael able to see, besides of the incredible ness. It's just not really something one can understand. What that means, it was Choshech for Mitzrayim, no Choshech for Klal Yisrael. But just the gilui of the Chumras Hadin against Mitzrayim, and at the same time, the Atzol of Klal Yisrael, it's a remarkable thing. But that was primarily still a Makkah, and the Makkah is on the Mitzrayim, and the Pashtus is that Klal Yisrael aren't within the Makkah. Right? So, it's a chiddush that you have to have any schus b'chalal, mechatesa. If you're Makkah, Mitzrayim, mechatesa, we should be included. We didn't do anything wrong. That's the Makkahs of the Esser Makkahs. Dam, Tzadeh, Kinev, Biz, Makkahs Bechiris. When it comes to Kriyas Yamsuf at Beis Halevi, it's exactly the opposite. Kriyas Yamsuf wasn't a Maisa of Makkah. It wasn't being Makkah Mitzrayim. It wasn't Esek of Hakos Mitzrayim. It was an Esek more of Hatzolas Yisrael. The Rebbein Shem, when he split the Yamsuf, was he destroying Mitzrayim? No. Klal Yisrael was stuck. Da'abu b'nei Yisrael v'yisol. They turned to Rebbein Shalom, the Rebbein said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Matitzak Eilai. Da'abu b'nei Yisrael v'yisol. I will save Klal Yisrael. You asked for Hatzolah, you're stuck. The Mitzrayim behind, stuck on either side. The Yamsuf ahead. And the Rebbein Shalom splits the Yam for Klal Yisrael. It's a very different type of ness. There the ness is not a ness against Mitzrayim, with Klal Yisrael saved. It's the opposite. It's a ness that the sea splits for Klal Yisrael. They go through. No, the Mitzrayim didn't have the seichel or didn't have the ability, lemaisa, to stop. So they come into. So this is the mechtesa. What, you have a schus for a ness? If you don't have a schus for a ness and you land in the middle of the Yamsuf, it's going to be a little tricky. So taka, they're not zeich to the ness. So the Yam washes and washes them away, and then that's the end of the Mitzrayim. But the ikah ha-ness is Hatzolos Yisrael. By the Makkahs, the ikah ha-ness is the Oynish of Mitzrayim and Klal Yisrael are not included in the Makkahs, so they don't get Makkah. So they say they need it. Tzchusim, Shteitzach, Fort. There's a Kidrug on a Mokim, etc. But Be'ika, it's a Makkah on Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael is saved. Kriyas Yamsuf is Pung Faket, it's Hatzolos Yisrael, and that Hatzolos Yisrael stops when the Mitzrayim come. So Mamela, they were Nenash. Avada, within Kriyas Yamsuf, there was also Einish of Mitzrayim, and each Mitzri got Fidar Gosse, but the Ikhan Hogger was the Hatzolos of Klal Yisrael. One was Midas Hadin, with a Midas HaChesed saving Klal Yisrael, and one was Anhog of Midas HaChesed, with Midas HaDin being managed to the Mitzrim who weren't Zeich HaLekach. And the emes is that this is something that is reflected in the Shira itself. If you look at the Shira, there's two Chalokim in the Shira. Because this is two ways of relating to HaKadosh Baruch. You can see a Ness, a person can experience a Ness, and the Ness has nothing to do with them. And they still recognize as a Bore Olam. Shevach. Person Meshabeach the Rebbein Shalom for a Ness. Doesn't mean he benefited from the Ness. The fact that the Rebbein Shalom did the Ness, and you happen to see, it's awesome. You don't feel Hoidor necessarily. You don't feel gratitude. Because you haven't benefited from it. You see Shevach. You see, wow. Oh, I see the Rebbein Shalom who's done that, made the Ness. It's when it's a personal experience, then it's... Sometimes you just feel the Rebbein Shem does something and you feel gratitude. A deep sense of Hashkocha protest that's nigea to me. I'm reminded that at Chabbos Vot, around the same tkufa, two interesting stories. I'm not a Hashkocha protest story type of person, particularly because I think that if we're telling the stories of Hashkocha protest, we ought to notice the times it doesn't work as well as the times it does work. But I had two classic. A friend asked me to make a copy of a certain share that I had and put it onto a CD. You remember what CDs were? So, of course, I'm not the type of person to procrastinate, of course. So I actually did it right away. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Very rare, but I actually did it right away. I recorded it, and I even wrote on the CD what it was and put it in a cover, put it by the front door to go and to post it. And yeah, and that's where it stopped. And a long time passed, and I just I never got to post it. So I sat by the front door very patiently, waiting for the dad notice. And it wasn't a day, actually, it was a night. It's like a day after Purim, or 2 days after Purim, and for some reason my sleep patterns were a little out of sync, and I couldn't fall asleep. It's like 2 o'clock in the morning, still couldn't fall asleep. So I thought, you know, I'm wasting time anyway, I might as well go downstairs and learn. Sure. I come downstairs, the house is quiet, and so the first thing I notice is a little envelope by the front door with a CD in, square envelope, and with his name on. I thought, oh, that's interesting. Okay, fine. I'll post it tomorrow. Post it tomorrow. So I got a stamp out, put a stamp on it. And more than that, I texted him. I said, Yossi, I have the CD, and Billy Nader, I will send it tomorrow. A few seconds later, my phone starts to ring. 2 o'clock in the morning, Shulman is calling me, 2 o'clock in the morning. It's him. It's Yossi himself. He says, I can't believe you're up. I said, nor can I. It's quite distressing. He says, well, it seems he was in Edgware. What's he doing in Edgware? He'd come to visit someone, and he knew someone who lived at the northern end of Edgware, and he'd sat with him, and they'd schmoozed till 1 o'clock in the morning. And then the fellow got out the car and got off into wherever he lived, into a flat somewhere. Poor Yossi is about to start his car and tries to start the car, and yeah, it's dead. He'd stopped, he hadn't expected to be long, and he'd left the headlights on. Schmoozing for 30, 40 minutes, the headlights are gone, the battery was flat as could be. He was terrified to get out the car. I didn't know what type of area it is, you know, Edgware, who knows? The edge of, you know, it's scary, yeah. So he's out, Jena Ek Welt, you know, you never the Ek, Mamash the edge. So he stayed in the car, he didn't know, you know, he's got to get back to Stamford Hill, but he didn't dare get out the car, didn't know his way around, had no power, no sat-nav, nothing. And then he hears a beep, one of the very few people he knows in Edgware happens to be awake. So he called me right away, and of course I got into the car, took a box of Hamantaschen and the CD, and whatever, before you knew it, I powered up his car, and off he went. Incredible Ashkocha Protus. Incredible Ashkocha Protus. From Allah's that Punktaschen, come Punktaschen, notice Punktaschen. Fascinating. A few days later, 2 weeks later, Baruch had to travel to, last minute, had to travel to Canada. And it was a last minute decision, Mamash last minute decision, 3 weeks later. It must have been just, you have Shabbos HaGadol. I spent Shabbos HaGadol in Toronto. So I get onto the flight. It's a last minute booking. You know, if you book less than 24 hours, they can't get you a kosher meal. Yeah. Shabbos is kosher meal. Food that they serve you anyway, it's out of the freezers. I don't understand the great glick of aeroplane meals. I had 3 sets of sandwiches. I'd missed such a balagan that day, deciding yes to go, not to go, packing, not packing. I hadn't eaten breakfast, I'd skipped lunch. I got there about 5 o'clock. The first 2 sets of sandwiches were gone in a moment since I checked through. And just before I got onto the flight, I was a little bit, so I washed again. That was the 3rd set of sandwiches. Fine, all good. About 2 hours into the flight, I suddenly noticed I was a little hungry. And it was very rare that I was interested in an aeroplane meal, but they came serving aeroplane meals, but I knew there's no... I didn't expect a kosher meal. I didn't even ask, you know, is there one spare? Because I couldn't see any other Eden on the flight. No one else was traveling for Shabbos HaGadol to Toronto. They're serving the meals, and just before they get to our aisle, stewardess comes over to someone two rows ahead of me, and she says, did you order this meal? And the woman said, no. She says, well, we've got a kosher meal, and it has your name on. She says, no. She says, look, there's a kosher meal, and it's been ordered, and it's got your name on. Are you sure you don't want it? She says, no. She says, but it is ordered on your... Look, at that point, I wasn't going to be polite anymore. I sort of said, you know, I don't mind if you want. I'll take that meal instead. And they both said, yes, please. And there I had a geschmack, a hermelis meal, a fleischige meal. But on the way out of the plane, I couldn't resist. And I said, what? How come you ordered the kosher meal? So it was then, you know, this internet booking thing was new. And she said, I was with a friend who knew how to do it. And we by mistake booked a kosher meal, and I didn't know We didn't know how to go back. We didn't know how to stop it. So we're stuck there. But I don't want to go Shamil. So before I'd even planned the flight, she'd put my kosher meal. I didn't know I was flying, but the Rebbe Shem knew I was flying. I felt such a hoidah when I finished that meal, I can't tell you. The Rebbe Shem somehow arranged me a kosher meal without, I'm never interested in, now I'm hungry, I felt such a hoidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes Nisyenis is on a long flight. I didn't have any Nisyenis that flight. With the Rebbe Shem, no Havamanus, no Yetzaharos, nothing. It's pili-pili. When Yossi had his Ness, I thought it was amazing, but it wasn't the same feeling. It's not a personal Rebbe Shem doing it for me. Yetzias Mitzrayim, that was primarily the Oynish of the Mitzrim, is a different Mitzias to the Kriyas Yam Suf. We understand that the Sar of Mitzrayim has very little to say when the Mitzrim are punished and not the Eden. What you say? Well, the obvious answer is they persecute Klal Yisrael, they get an Einish, and they don't. But here, where there's a Ness for Klal Yisrael. So to Rebbe Shem, you made a Ness for Klal Yisrael, why can't you make a Ness for the Mitzrim? Why is the Ness to stop the Mitzrim get in? But first for Klal Yisrael, the sense of gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which we felt by Yetzias Mitzrayim. We said Shiru, we said Halal. But the Shiru Sayam, where we saw the Rebbe Shem intervening for us, that's a completely different feeling. It's a completely different sense of the Ava of the Rebbe Shem to Klal Yisrael. When we look about, as we say in Ma'ariv, when we talk about the Geula, and the fact that Rebbe Shem saves us from the Tzoros, we talk about the Yetzir of Mitzrayim, and we talk about the Vayotis Amo Yisrael Tuchem Lcherus Olam, and everybody points out the next line is Hamavet Bonov Ben Gizri Yamsuf. That was Amoy. Here you saw Bonov, you saw the Ava, you saw the Chavivus, you saw the closeness to the Rebbe Shlom. What's the focus of Shiras Hayom? Is it on recognizing the abstract Gevuras Hashem, in fact there's a Boire Olam, and he's has the ability to run the world, or is it the fact that Rebbe Shem stepped in to save us personally? If you look at the Shira, it seems to have both. I haven't found this in Foshim, but it looks like there's a two Mahalchim, I mentioned this before, and I think there's a Raya for this from the Siddur. But in Shira Sayam, it seems to start with two psukim of introduction. Oshiru Lashem ki goy go, susvarich v'roma v'yom. Klali, Oshiru Lashem ki goy go, susvarich v'roma v'yom. What's that talking about? Gevuras Hashem wa atzolus Yisrael. Gevuras Hashem, goy go, susvarich v'roma v'yom. The next pasuk says, ozi v'zimros ko, v'ayhili lishu. Zekeili v'amveyu, lekeyovi v'aremimenu. A famous story, Rav Hirsch, one of his Einikach was asked if he knows any stories about Rav Hirsch. He said, no. He said, I was very young when he passed away. He said, nothing. He said, actually, once I went to stay there, and I remember that before Shacharis, I was up, and Rav Hirsch was in his study preparing for Shacharis, right? Any good yid, I'm sure, you know, they davened at a nice pace there, but still, sensible people get ahead. You come to davening already up to, at least up to Pesuk Zimra. So he was saying Adonai Olam at home. And he got to the end, V'hukeli v'chai goyali, v'tzur chevli beis tzora. And he started repeating to himself, V'hukeli, V'hukeli. And he said, V'hukeli v'chai goyali, v'tzur chevli beis tzora. He started saying it in German, Und es mein Gott. And he repeated it again, and again, and again. Und es mein Gott. V'hukeli v'chai goyali. He said, that I'll never forget. V'hukeli. We have a personal kesher. He does things for me. That's the second pasuk of the introduction. And then it goes into the details. And in the details, it's also split. Because you look at the first few psukim, Hashem ish milchama, Hashem shemoi. Milchama. Does it talk about Klal Yisrael? Mark was pari v'chelo yoravayom, mifchashalishav tu b'yamsuf. Mitzrim, not Klal Yisrael. Thomas Yechasyumi, Yodim Solis Kamayovim. Also, Mitzrim. Mitzrim Hashem Nadori Bakoyach. Ruach Hashem Tiratzoyev. Ruach Goyen Chataras Kamechot. Shalach Harin Chichle Mekekash. Ruach HaPecho Neum Amayim Tzuchim Vendezis. Kofasem Zbulev Yom. Omar Oyev. El Defasek. Chalei Tshomtim. Leim Anash. Ruach Ham Tereshem Yodi. It's all in the Shavta Baruchach. Kisom Ayom. It's all like a first Ramayim Adirim. It's all about the Melchoma against Klal Yisrael. And it ends, this section ends with an exclamation about Gvuras Hashem, again, not about Klal Yisrael. Mi kamoicha ba'ilim Hashem, mi kamoicha nedah ba'kudish, neiros hilois oisei fele. No reference to Klal Yisrael at all. Yeah. And after Ntisi mincha tivlei mayoritz, seems a gemara of that, is a or on this, but after that, all about Klal Yisrael, nothing about Mitzrayim. Nochiso bechastocho amzugalto, nehalto ba'ozuchol nevei kodshecho. You guided, you directed your nation to where they were going. Shomamim yirgozun, chelochas yoshvei peloshes, what they so afraid of. Tipale mosov afachad, ad yavir amcho Hashem, ad yavir amzukon iso. Tuba amcho Hashem, tuba amzukon iso. Hashem was bringing Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. And then there's an end to that as well. Hashem Yimloich Le'olam Voed. The Rebbein Shem will be the Melech. Malchus of the Rebbein Shem is on Klal Yisrael. Yadua. Yeah. Say the pasuk at the end, talking about the Malchus Shemayim. Ki Hashem Hamelucho U'Moishel Bagoyim. Bagoyim is a Moishel, says the Gaon. Ki Yadua. But by Klal Yisrael, Ki Hashem Hamelucho. That's by Klal Yisrael, the Malchus. The Malchus of the Rebbein Shem will continue because there's an Am Hashem. That was the suggestion. So there's a Hakdama that talks about the Ashur Lashem Ki Goy Go. That's the first part that talks about the, we can talk about the Gevuras Hashem. And Oziv is Imroskov. Ahilili Shua is going to be the Chedek that talks about our Yeshua. And the same thing you see, the Psukim, end with Micha Moicha, and then the Psukim with Hashem Yimloich Le'olam Voed. I was Mesupik, come on, be Mechadish, such a thing. I'm davening Shachris one morning, and take it to the Bracha after Kriyas Shema. The Bracha of Emes V'Yatziv, and it talks about the Shiras Hayam. Tilos the Keilalim Baruchum Voiroch Moishu Vnei Yisrael Chanu Shira B'Simcha Rabba V'Amru Chulam. They all said Shira together, but a minute later we're going to say that again. Yachad Kulam Hoidu V'Imlichu V'Amru. Why is it two Amirs? What's the first Amru Chulam? Micha Moicha Be'Elim Hashem Micha Moicha Ne'edah B'Kodesh. That's Gvuras Yisrael. Shiro Chadosh Shimcho Geulim L'Shimcho Al Svas Hayom Yachad Kulam Hoidu V'Imlichu V'Yomru. Then they were Mamlich the Rebbein Shem when they realized what he did for them, and then they said Hashem Yimloich Le'olam Voed. And we do the same in Ma'ariv, exactly the same in Ma'ariv. Ma'ariv also split the Shiras Hayam into two, one part is Micha Moicha and one part is Hashem Yimloich Le'olam Voed. Rabban of Gerosa is Shimchu Voidu Lishmoi, when they saw his Gvuro, the Meshabeach, and Malchus of Rotzin Kibla Alem Shittas, Shengir and Akabalas Malchus, Mikeach the Gvuro, Moshe Bnei Israel, Chonu Shirob, Simcha Rabba, Vam Ruchulo, Micha Moicha, and then again, Malchus of Choro Vonecho, Boikei Ayom Lifnei Moshe, what did they say? From the introduction, Ze Keili, Dosimain Got, Anu Vamru, Hashem Yimloich Leilam. And if that's true, it means that we have to take Kriyas Yam Suf as the message of what Yetzias Mitzrayim is about. And the truth is, we have to finish with the Shiras Hayam, but before we get back to Shiras Hayam, we have to go back to Yetzias Mitzrayim. And sometimes we get an interesting slant on what's really going on. The Moshe I could think of was a goldsmith. He was a new apprentice, and he's testing whether his apprentice is a good apprentice or not. And he wants to measure how good he is. I don't know. Some said that when he hires somebody new, he said he doesn't look for intelligence, isn't that concerned about experience. And although he needs people skills, it's not the main thing. No, so what's the main thing? He says, we measure the GI. Some with a high GI, that we're interested. Low GI, we're not interested. Person has high GI, then we test what's their intelligence like, how much experience they have, etc. But first we check the GI. What's GI, Zilgich? What's GI? It's not the glycemic index, right? What is GI? Do they get it? Sometimes they just get it. In every area, in every business, they say, you want someone who can get it. Just is tuned in. I mean, you say, you don't have to explain it 10 times. Just get it. Then we're interested. Yes, that's the... So he's watching, and he's on trial. This is his first day, he watches. And the goldsmith has a whole pile of different metal ornaments, you know, this shape and that shape, horses and people. And, that. And he's going through them, and he's chucking them into piles, and the apprentice is watching. And he chucks this one, and then one he chucks a little too hard, it seems to have landed bang in the furnace. It went over all the piles, then the furnace, and he doesn't know if he should tell him, you know, that one, it's going to, you quickly fish it out. But he's too shy, he doesn't say anything. Goldsmith continues. After 40 minutes, you know, by then the thing is sizzling, it's completely molten. And he goes over to the furnace, and he looks in, he's completely molten, but there's sort of a trough there, so he pours off all the sailors and what's left, the metal, pours it into an ingot, and the worker, the person on trial, the new apprentice says, oh, well saved. And the goldsmith turns around and says, you're dismissed, it's not for you, this job. He says, was that not respectful? He says, not the point. So I can see you don't get it. So the reason why I bought that whole box was because I knew that there was one piece that was pure, solid gold. And that was the one I wanted to work with. And all the others I'm tossing in the piles, we'll sell them on, we'll move. They're not, I was really interested in that. Why do you think the furnace was burning? Why was it on a day when I'm doing sorting? Because I was looking for that piece. That was the whole tachlis, was that one. You completely missed the boat. We're sometimes like that with these Tzias Mitzrayim. There was Yosef HaTzadik, who ended up in Mitzrayim, and then the Yidden were there, and they got stuck, and then the Rebbein Shem ended up in China. Nebuch, the Yidden were suffering, so the Rebbein Shem was very nice, doesn't like people suffering, so he came to save the Yidden. Nishtazeh steht in Agadah Shal Pesach. In Agadah Shal Pesach steht, as the Rebbein Shem was chishev sakeit lasses, k'mo shomel Avraham Avinu, there was a bris ben Absorim. And the bris ben Absorim said, Yodoya Teda. And as Chazal say, Yodoya Teda. If you know that they're going to Golus, you should know that there'll be Geula. It's intrinsic to Klal Yisrael that they were, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Beicha B'Avraham, he wanted to purify his children, and part of that means that they go into Golus, and they're taken into Geula, and they were Tolu Zeh B'Zeh. The Golus is as integral to our history as is the Geula. They're part of the same process. Yerubanjum's not being matir other nations, the Bechir of Klal Yisrael requires there's a shtar that goes with getting Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. You have to go through Golus Mitzrayim. And when we say Vehisha Omdo, this Havtocha is what stood us in good stead, was that the Rebbein Shem put us into the Kura Barzel because he was interested in us. That's the Tachlis. And that in every door, Bechol Dor V'Dor, Oimdim Aleinu L'Chaloseinu is as much part of the Avtocha as is V'Akadosh Baruch Hu Matzileinu Miyodom. People get shocked by anti-Semitism. Few things are more shocking than a Yid who's shocked by anti-Semitism. It's part of our history. It's part of who we are. Have a look back. We've forgotten our history. That's the Matthias of Klal Yisrael. And it comes from the fact that the Rebbein Shem is Boicha Ba'amu Yisrael. And the Bechira means he's interested in who we are. The message to Paro wasn't, when Moshe Rabbeinu came, stopping so nasty. It was B'ni Bechiri Yisrael. There's a Klal Yisrael. I want that Umo. I want to have Amzu Yotzarti Li Tilosi Yisaperu. And maybe when we get to Kriyas Yam Suf, we look back and we see what it means, what the Rebbein Shem was Isaac in, B'Shas Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that's why we chap suddenly, Hashem Yimloich Lo'elam Vo'et. There's a tafkid, we're going somewhere. The message of Shiras Hayam is to V'yeimoy V'sito'eimoy B'ha'al Nachalosecho Mochoyim L'shivtecho Po'alto Hashem. Rebbein Shem, you made a Beis HaMikdosh. What's Beis HaMikdosh got to do with Shiras Hayam? Shiras Hayam is where we see a Klal Yisrael on its way to reaching the Geula Shleima and bringing the whole Olam to its tikkun, turning this world into a place of Malchus Shamayim, Mochin L'Shiftecho Pa'al to Hashem, which is what we said right in the introduction. Zekeli V'Anveyu means Noi Mitzvah, we show the Ava to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and V'Aveyu means I'll make a Nove, I'll make a Beis HaMikdosh. That's what we promised when we saw the Rebbein Shem was choosing us and taking us out. Boicha ba'amoy Yisrael ba'avo. If we sense that avo, and we hear the Shir Sayam, and we can say it b'simcha, there's no suffix. If the simcha is that we've been chosen, then Ayid suddenly chaps what his mission is. No wonder that his day is completely different, and his roi taka, and the mechidus avoinus, this chusam taka zeichazan, we should see very soon the full gula shlema, and at least we should see the HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzileinu miyodom, to see that it's all mitoch ava l'tovaseinu. A good gebench to you, and take a yom tov and simcha and all's good.
Amen.